a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story, the new holiday. Not Juneteenth, no. The gas tax holiday the president is proposing just in time for summer. We have two reporters working on the story this afternoon. Team coverage, gas price relief. We begin with KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell.
Utah could soon be back to the days of paying $5 a gallon on average. President Biden called on Congress to pass a temporary gas tax holiday this afternoon. The federal tax would be suspended until the end of September, which means you could be paying 18 cents a gallon less. The president is hoping a gas tax holiday will help families get through the summer until other solutions can be enacted.
I promise you I'm doing everything possible to bring the price of energy down, gas prices down. I want to make sure we all work on this together.
President Biden also called on states to suspend their own gas taxes temporarily. Jessica Lowell, KSL News Radio.
Reaction to the potential gas tax holiday, at least one state leader says it's a Band-Aid. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz continues our team coverage.
Senate President Stuart Adams says it doesn't fix the problem.
It's a Band-Aid, at the very best. Let's fix the problem.
Which he says is not enough supply.
Somebody shuts down the Keystone Pipeline. We have not had a federal permit, I think, on issued in Utah since President Biden's been president. If they really want to fix that, let's increase the production.
He says the state legislature is working on solutions like transitioning to renewables, but again argues there's more oil in eastern Utah than Saudi Arabia. And he says Utah needs to be able to drill. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The president's gas tax proposal is being slammed in the Senate. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Staff Republicans are critical of the president's gas tax holiday. Senator John Thune says it won't do anything to increase the country's oil supply.
The president and his policies have contributed to where we are today. It's as simple as that. And they can fix it, but they've got to start focusing on the real problem and not on gimmicks that they know are going nowhere.
Others call on the president to issue more permits, but President Biden says there are already more permits available than are being used. Just one day after the U.S. Senate voted to advance a new bipartisan gun control bill, Senator Mitch McConnell remains hopeful the bill will win final approval later this week.
I think it's a significant step in the right direction to deal with the two issues that I think it focuses on, school safety and mental health.
Only 14 Republicans voted in favor of the measure. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell tells members of the Senate Banking Committee the pace of future interest rate hikes will depend on when inflation starts to decline.
At the Fed, we understand the hardship that high inflation is causing. We are strongly committed to bringing inflation back down, and we're moving expeditiously to do so.
The Fed's next meeting is scheduled for the end of July. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has announced steps it'll take toward conserving water at meeting houses and other church facilities.
A statement from the church says it's been installing water-saving technology at its newer meeting houses and retrofitting older ones with things like smart irrigation controllers and drip systems, as well as using secondary or reclaimed water in some cases. The statement says it's also reduced irrigation schedules at its buildings, and in some cases, the landscapes will be permitted to turn brown and dormant to meet local requirements. And it says the church is joining with other faith groups in praying for relief from the drought. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The evacuation recommendation in Bryce Woodlands Estates in Kane County is still in place. People who live in the area were evacuated yesterday evening as the Left Fork Fire continues to burn. It's near Bryce Canyon, nearly 4,000 acres. It's only 5% contained.
Firefighters have fingers crossed that lower temperatures, higher humidity, and the potential storm will give them a leg up on this fire, which has been burning since the weekend. You can once again see Old Faithful. Yellowstone South Loop reopened today.
This morning at about 8 a.m., some of the entrances, the east entrance, the south entrance, and the west entrance opened again, but it is only the southern loop that is open. The northern loop still has quite a bit of damage, though. The park superintendent said that the northern loop could reopen in a couple of weeks. But even still, a lot of people excited just to get in to see the southern loop. We spoke with quite a few families who said they were ecstatic that the park opened today. One family told us today was their last day of vacation, and they didn't think they were going to get into Yellowstone. But they are in.
Good for them, right? The KSL's TV, that's KSL TV's Alex Cabrero. He says the park is using an alternate license plate system to let people in and avoid overcrowding. Did you know that the Hogle Zoo acquires animals much the way the Jazz signed basketball players? Today, Hogle acquired a baby giraffe from the Memphis Zoo. A year and a half old, 10 feet tall. He has something else in common with NBA players. His name, Ja Raff, is named after Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant. KSL News Time 5:05.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.